Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, welcome to Talking Pictures. This is your preview number one for the Seattle International Film Festival. So happy to be welcomed back a second year. Pacific Northwest, we love it. One of our producers who does our logo, our business cards, is from there. Our reporter, of course, is from there, Erin Murphy. And she's a frequent guest. She comes in and talks about Oscars, guest reviews, films. We'll also be launching a new, not going to share it all with you guys. This festival, we're going to give you a brief preview of the weekend, mention some of the events and venues. Then we will be back with another preview, plus a review of a short film that played there. And you guys want to stay tuned because we're going to have a filmmaker, Elizabeth Davis, who made a really cool short film that we saw at CineQuest, but we're going to be having a female review it because it really is kind of a female film. So we wanted to bring you a second point of view, and we'll be able to discuss that. And who knows, maybe Elizabeth will be popping by to tell us about her experience as a filmmaker, which we actually haven't really done before. So this is going to be a new thing for Seattle because we love Seattle and the Pacific Northwest. I went to film school in Vancouver, so it's just a special part of the country for me. So we're so happy that we get to cover this festival again. Preview is just going to be a brief preview of the weekend. I want you guys to go to www.sif.net. So it's why I don't give you everything, because I want you to support the people who took the time to do this website, put together the program, and who knows, you might find something that's completely different than what we mentioned. Great thing about this festival, there is so many venues. I look on here and again, I'm not from Seattle, so I know nothing about these venues, but we have the SIF Cinema Egyptian. We have the AMC Pacific Place, the Kirkland Performance Center, SIF Cinema Uptown, three different screens there, the SIF Film Center, Shoreline Community College, and the Arc Lodge Cinemas. I think the record for me is Newport Beach, which used to have six or seven venues. So this is awesome. There's something for everyone all over. I've heard how big this was last year, that some venues spanned a 45-minute area of Seattle. First of all, I want to mention there's going to be an Angelica Houston tribute event. Of course, the legendary one of two families that has three generations of Oscar winners. She won for Prizzi's Honor. Her dad won for Sierra of Madre, and of course directed her grandfather to an Oscar. So 135 minutes, it's going to be an interview and film. Angelica Houston, a revered actress, woman of many accolades. She co-produced and stars alongside Bill Pullman and David Morse in director Teresa Riebeck's indie family Trouble. The tribute ticket includes the world premiere screening of Trouble. SIF is proud to present the Seattle International Film Festival Award for Outstanding Achievement in Acting, and there will be an interview afterwards. That's going to be at the SIF Egyptian on Wednesday, June 7th. Now with the weekend festivities, let me move the thing over here to Friday night. There's always, we do these previews and people go, why did you tell me about five things showing at once? Well, that's the beauty of festivals. You don't get it all. You have to make your choice. You have to go with what your gut tells you. And part of it is writing down and wondering what's going to come to Netflix, Amazon, or just following a filmmaker. When you see a film, a lot of us forget to write their films down and keep an eye out for what's next. We will be having some upcoming guests who will be coming back with their third film, and that's just how it goes. We need to remember that at all times with festivals, we're supporting the films, festivals, and filmmakers. So here on Friday night at the SIF Cinema Egyptian, Lane 1974, this is a USA film based on Clayne Heyward's memoir, The Hypocrisy of Disco, and the director's own experience. His authentic diary of girlhood follows a 13-year-old whose 1970s communal life is appended as her mother moves from one dubious situation to another. Sounds like a great mother-daughter story, issues, anything about disco in the 70s. I love not period pieces, but films that take a look at generations or decades that are recent to us. It's really hard to get me into an 1800s film, but I'll watch anything that takes place in the 60s, 70s. Can't believe I'm old enough to say 80s or even 90s. Seems weird. Death in Sarajevo. Now, this, sure, you're going to think that doesn't sound like the greatest Friday night date movie, but Kirkland Performance Center, you know, film's not always the good. It has to be the bad and the ugly, and sometimes in the ugly, we find the beauty. It's from Bosnia and Herzegovina. Pardon if I pronounce that wrong. Danis Tenovic, Academy Award-winning director, No Man's Land, tells a sprawling, multi-character narrative that travels from the basement to the penthouse of Sarajevo's luxurious Hotel Europe, has the staff prepare for a huge national celebration. Now, I am going to take a look at, real quick, at this filmmaker's name so I can give you some context. Danis Tenovic, because if you can check out his work, No Man's Land, he picked up, it says he's an Oscar-winning filmmaker, but it doesn't say where he won an Oscar, so pardon me if I read that wrong, and no offense if it was written wrong. No Man's Land says he's an Academy Award-winning director, but nothing was listed, so I apologize for that. Let's see. Woodpeckers. This grabbed me because the title, from the Dominican Republic. And here's what I love about film festivals. You get stuff from all over. It's not just L.A., New York, Austin, Chicago, which can have very unique stories, can be different. I know a great filmmaker from Bolivia who's making films in the U.S., and they're completely different. They're not your standard L.A. story because they have that twist and where he's from. This film, playing at Cinema Uptown on Friday, June 2nd. Let's see, my internet is just a little bit low for 6 p.m. This hard-hitting but compassionate prison story from Santo Domingo, shot on location, always a cool thing, with real inmates, tells the love story between two prisoners and neighboring institutions who communicate through sign language. Woodpecking, what a title. That sounds like one that might be a little bit too deep, but, you know, you got to go for that. Sometimes a dramatic film is way better than a comedy. We all need to laugh. So if you have the chance here, find some comedies, mix it in with some dramas, shorts, docs. It's all in the mix. The Reagan Show. Okay. This might be a comedy. Cinema Uptown, Friday, June 2nd at 8:45. A documentary, Pancho Velez and Syria, USA film Pentagil, made up entirely of archival news and White House footage. This captivating You Are There documentary captures the pageantry, absurdity, and mystery of the made-for-TV politics of the original performer president, Richard Nixon. I almost said Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan. It said performer and president, and I thought Nixon. Bullshit artist, sorry. Please go and check out I Am Dick Cheney, Something Rumsfeld, and Roger Stone on Netflix. Talk about performer acting and what it's led to today. None of my opinions reflect SIF, and we're uncensored, so I respectfully do not, there's no other word for don't care, so I say that in the nicest way. This is what a title for a film, The Reagan Show, because he was just a big show, ignoring AIDS, running guns to fund crack wars. Oh my God, The Truman Show, Reagan Show. My gosh, these filmmakers, if they hear it or anyone from SIF hears it, give these filmmakers our show's email number. We want to talk to these guys. This is the coolest title I've ever heard, The Reagan Show. I was born in 79. So by 1980, this Reagan Show had begun, and we're still popping Altoids to get the bullshit out of our breath. our nose. Let's see. I'll move on because I apologize to Sif, but this is uncensored, and we do just want to give it to the audience the way we perceive it. Another showing on Saturday of Lane 1974. So that must be a really great film. Here's something we're going to mention for the executive producers of ours. It's called The Paris Opera, playing Saturday, June 3rd at Sif Cinema Uptown. Our executive producer, reviewer, who covers Newport, Dances with Films, and San Diego with us, loves France. This includes a short 15-minute short film. Spend a season amid the backstage hustle and bustle of the Paris Opera. Is my executive producer in the room listening to this? Okay, she's not. Chronicling the spotlight and complex army of collaborators that make one of the most prestigious performing art institutions in the world. Again, Sif, we would love to meet these filmmakers, and this is no disrespect to other filmmakers, but our executive producer loves France. Of course, she couldn't go up to Seattle to cover this, but we would love to meet these filmmakers. So if you guys want to get some interviews and more coverage, please put word out. The Reagan Show, Paris Opera, this would be cool. Let's see. My Journey Through French Cinema, Sif Uptown Center at 3 p.m. Must-see for cinephiles, surveying French hit film, honoring beloved and sometimes forgotten directors, actors, and films through personal reflections and abundance of classic footage. You know, there's so much more than Godard and Truffaut and all those, but this sounds really cool. You know, if I could, I would take my executive producer. Carolyn, did you hear this? The Paris Opera is having a documentary in Seattle. And it chronicles what they do. It follows them behind one of the most prestigious art people in the world. So, sorry, the Sif Film Center was my journey through French cinema. It sounds like if we had a private jet, we'd be going to Seattle this Saturday, and our executive producer would be canceling time with her brother because anything France. There's Eiffel Towers everywhere in our studio. It's almost ridiculous. If the house could be cut into an Eiffel Tower, I think it would be. Don't forget, we have so many venues here. You're going to get to www.sif.net. The Egyptian Cinema, the AMC Pacific Palace, the Kirkland Performance Arts Center, three screens at Cinema Uptown, and the Arc Loge Cinemas. Now, the next one, may God save us, and I have no, let's see, Spain. The Pope visits Madrid in the midst of a hot and chaotic summer. Two police investigators are racing to stop a serial killer who is murdering elderly women in this tout true detective thriller in which hunters may not so be very different from the hunted. You can catch that on Sunday at 4:30. And I love that May God Save Us prompted you to think that it may be a documentary about religion or something. Let's see. Soul on a String. China, a compassionate Buddhist embarks on a mystical quest through Tibet, pursued by black traders and man hell-bent on vengeance. Vengeance, the great theme of samurai, China, Japan. I'm not saying all Asians are the same, but mysterious travelers among them, a love-struck woman, a mute psychic, and a loyal elf. I went through here and I just looked at the films that would be different, unique, and would have something that sucked you into it. So I mentioned those films, and as much as I want to read all 15 films on this page alone, like I said, I wanted to just give you a couple of gems I read about over the weekend and tell you about Angelica Houston on the 7th. We are going to bring you another preview episode, and as I said, a filmmaker to discuss her short. And yeah, thank you again to Seattle and to the PR team for having us again. Talking Pictures, we're so thankful when we can just cover a festival, return to a festival. We never expect it. We only appreciate it. And so, yeah, we hope you guys are having a rocking time in Seattle. The shows will continue on. And again, as always, thank you so much. And please, everybody, have a blast. Enjoy. watch films you love, watch films you may not love, see what you can learn, and connect through the different cultures. With that, I'm going to sign off saying have a great evening and aloha from Talking Pictures. And no matter whether it's morning, afternoon, evening, or whatever other possible time of day you can find, even if it's 3 a.m, I watch movies at 3 a.m. Make sure and watch a good film. Take care, and we will see you soon.